Thank you for being here this morning. I have been looking forward to coming back to our series on the power of the cross, and today I want to speak to you, not directly about the cross, but something that the cross makes possible in our lives. The cross opens the door to the power of God in our lives, and the cross makes that possible. The cross is an invitation. It's an invitation to come and find the fullness of God, and it's kind of like a roadmap or a pathway to be connected with a Creator. And this morning, I'm glad you're here, and I want to turn our attention to the Holy Spirit and why the Holy Spirit is so important in our lives and why it is that we as Christians should think about and talk about sometimes, who's the Holy Spirit? What is the Holy Spirit? And what role does the Holy Spirit have in my life? Whether you're a student, or you're working, or you're retired, or you're somewhere in between, the role of the Holy Spirit. And why does God send us the Holy Spirit? This morning I want to focus on how absolutely important the Holy Spirit is in your life. If you desire to be a Christian, if you really want to be a Christian, if you want to be a follower of Jesus, if that's on your heart and on your mind and you want to do what God wants you to, then it's important for you to know who the Holy Spirit is and His role in your life. I'd like for you to think about this morning the Holy Spirit in your life. Again, every person, young, old, married, single, retired, working, in school, the Holy Spirit has a role to play in your life as a Christian. So I want to talk this morning about what that role is and how does He help you. How can you see Him and hear Him? How can you know that the Holy Spirit is real in your life? How can you feel connected to God through His Spirit? I want to read this morning from two different chapters in the Gospel of John, chapter 14 and chapter 16. If you want to follow along, I invite you to do that. I'm going to read these verses where Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit. We're going to focus this morning pretty much on what Jesus said about the Holy Spirit. John chapter 14, I'm going to read verses 15, 16, and 17, then move on to verse 25 in that chapter. John chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, you will obey my command, what I command, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept Him because it neither sees Him nor knows Him, but you know Him, for He lives with you and will be in you. And then verse 25 of the same chapter. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. And if you'd go over to chapter 16, verse 7. But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send Him to you. When He comes, He will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear, but when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. The Holy Spirit is a gift of God Himself. The Holy Spirit is described by Jesus as a gift, and it's called in the Bible a gift. The Holy Spirit is God Himself making His presence known and in our lives, every day of our lives as a Christian. We often think about God as someone, at least I do, when I hear the name God, I think of, well, where is God? Well, we know God's in heaven. I kind of had that picture that I probably had for a long time of this somehow majestic something that's sitting on a throne and watching over the earth, and He does know everybody, and He kind of controls the world and has power over the world. And that's kind of the picture that we have of who God is. And that is an accurate picture of God. But that's not the only picture of God. There's another picture of God that comes to us through the person of the Holy Spirit. That the Holy Spirit actually is God present in our world, actively involved in our lives. God is on a throne and He's watching over us in heaven, but He's also inside our hearts as Christians and believers. So God is not only watching from down above, but God is watching out from who we are. And that's what the Bible says about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit and His role in our lives today is just as real as the concept of the God who looks down from heaven from a throne and oversees all of the creation. God also is down here, and He's inside the heart of every believer. The Holy Spirit is God Himself, the third person of the Trinity. When we think about the Holy Spirit, we're not thinking of a being that is separate from God. The Holy Spirit is God. The Holy Spirit is an expression of the fullness of who God is. The Holy Spirit is one of three of the Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, I know for me at least, and probably for you, the Trinity is somewhat of a mystery, and we try to understand how can God be expressed as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I know that that's a mystery, but all three of those beings within the Godhead describe the fullness of this infinite Creator who has been here from the beginning and before even the beginning of time. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I wouldn't expect that you can understand that any more than a lot of people do, and I do, but I want you to think about that for a little bit. What the Bible says about the triune nature of God. God is fully God the Father. He is fully God the Son. And He is fully God the Holy Spirit. And these three aspects or personalities of the Godhead have different roles that they play in the history of God and man. The triune nature of God plays out in the history of man. God created us in His own image. On the sixth day, the crown jewel of His creation was mankind. And God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit took on roles in the ministry of human activity and the existence of human life. I know that that is a kind of something hard for us to get our hands around. The Trinity is a team. They do their work, each one of them, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Their role and their purpose together is to interact with the creation and bring about the will of the Godhead in the lives of His creation. The Holy Spirit works in the name of Jesus. When we read about what the Holy Spirit does, He's not a separate being from Jesus. He is working in the name of Jesus. Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Father are one. They have different administrations, but the Holy Spirit is always working in Jesus' name. And Jesus tells us that when the Holy Spirit comes, He will work in My name. In verse 13, but when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come. And then listen to this. He will bring glory to Me by taking from what is Mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is Mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is Mine and make it known to you. That's a little bit of a puzzle, those three verses. Even reading it, it's hard for me to read that through straight. But what Jesus is telling us is that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are all working together. Not one of them separate from the other two. For example, God the Father sent His only Son to become, to take on the flesh of a man. Jesus said that He was going to leave and then He was going to pray and the Holy Spirit would come to us. And when the Holy Spirit comes, He would speak of the Son and what we know about Him. And the Son, when He was here, was to glorify the Father. Both directions, you have the fullness of the Trinity and the Holy Spirit, where God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit are working administer each other's role and the fullness of the Godhead. The Holy Spirit works in Jesus' name. The Holy Spirit was sent by the Father. We're told this in several places. God the Father sent the Holy Spirit. Again, the same being, but different personalities. And God the Father is in tune with the Holy Spirit. It's not like the Holy Spirit is working separately from God. The Holy Spirit is God. And then something so important for you to believe and know in your heart about the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit is present within the heart and life of every believer. That's the promise of God. That's not me saying, God, will you do that? That's not the history of the church saying, well, maybe God will do that for the church. This is what Jesus said about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will be given to every believer. So if you're here this morning and you're a believer, you've confessed your sins to the Lord Jesus Christ, God's promise is that the Holy Spirit is inside of you. Whether or not you hear Him, whether or not you listen to Him, whether or not you respond to Him is completely up to you. But the Holy Spirit is there, and the Holy Spirit will speak into your life. That is the promise of God. That is what I believe. That is what we believe in the Church of the Nazarene about the Holy Spirit. He has poured out into the life of the believer. So if you're a believer here this morning, I would like you to think about, and I'd like you to get into your head, into your theology, the Holy Spirit is within me. And equally, it's important for you to get into your mind and your theology, it's up to me to listen to the Holy Spirit. It's up to me to respond to the Spirit of God. But the Spirit of God is there. The question is not, is the Holy Spirit going to be in my life? The question is, am I going to listen to the Holy Spirit? Am I going to be responsive to the Holy Spirit? Listen again to the promise that Jesus said. The world cannot accept Him because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. That's Jesus talking about the Holy Spirit and the people who don't believe. They don't know what the Holy Spirit is. They don't believe in the Holy Spirit. They don't see the Holy Spirit. They don't sense the Holy Spirit because they have never come to that place of receiving the Lord Jesus Christ into their lives because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But then the verse says, but you know Him, for He lives with you and will be in you. He lives with you and will be in you. That's Jesus talking to His disciples and talking to the church. The Holy Spirit is with you and lives inside of you. And so first, when we think about the Holy Spirit, it's important for us to realize that the Holy Spirit is already here. The Holy Spirit is here in your life this morning. I want you to, if you're a believer today, I want you to realize that there's a Holy Spirit. Now let's look at what the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life and my life. How are we to understand that Holy Spirit? The question is, are we attentive to the work of the Holy Spirit? Let's look at what Jesus said and the Scriptures say about the Holy Spirit. I'm going to name some of the roles that the Holy Spirit is to have in our life. Number one, the Holy Spirit is our teacher. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. I love the word illuminate. The Holy Spirit illuminates God's Word in our lives. He makes God's Word practical for us. The Holy Spirit takes words that are black or red on this page, this book, and He applies them to our lives and our hearts. That's the role of the Holy Spirit. He's to take the Word of God and apply it to our lives if we are listening to His voice. If we got Him tuned in and we're saying, Holy Spirit, I want to know what God says to me. The role of the Holy Spirit is to teach us the truth of God. And there are many Scriptures that show us and say to us about what God wants to say in our hearts and our lives about truth. Again, but when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. I want you to know today that the Holy Spirit is what does it for us. It's the Holy Spirit that takes the Scriptures, the truth of God, and He applies it to our situations. That's His job. It's like the transmission for the power. Transmission takes the fire in the engine and it puts it onto the wheels and makes it go. Some of you are laughing at me because you know I'm not a mechanic. I think you know what I mean, though. The Holy Spirit is that connector of God's truth to our lives. He will guide you into all truth. He doesn't say the Holy Spirit will guide you into some truth, but He will guide you into all truth when you're listening and you're responsive to Him. A second role of the Holy Spirit is to bring conviction. One of the roles of the Holy Spirit is to convict us, meaning the role of the Holy Spirit is to straighten us out, to confront us about truth. to say to us, you're not on track. There's something in your life that you need to pray about, you need to change, you need to consider. The Holy Spirit is the one that brings conviction to make us aware of God's truth. The Holy Spirit makes us aware of God's heart. The Holy Spirit speaks into our mind and into our lives, and He's the one that touches us in places where we need to be touched by God's Spirit. He's the one that brings conviction to make us aware of God's truth and God's law, to make us aware of sin. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin. In other words, it's the Holy Spirit of God that has gone out into the world and speaks to people about right and wrong. So much so that Romans talks about every person on earth has been spoken to by God about right and wrong. We're without excuse because God's Spirit is speaking to the hearts of men. We know that the Holy Spirit goes before us, before we're saved, before we come to understand salvation. The Holy Spirit is drawing us and speaking to us about right and wrong and about what God wants to say to us. The Holy Spirit's role is to convict us. It's to make us feel guilt when we should feel guilt. The Holy Spirit is that agent of God that touches what we believe and think and shows us that we need to do something different, to turn back toward God's best. Look again at these verses and the words and the description that's here in verse 8. It says, when He comes, He will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He convicts. He draws us. And related to that, very close to that, is the Holy Spirit gives us a conscience. I want you to think this morning about the importance of your conscience. Your conscience is so important to your relationship with God. God gives you your conscience. It's a part of how God created you and made you, that He made you with a moral conscience. And the Holy Spirit works in our conscience to show us what is right and what is good. And God wants you to listen to His Spirit regarding your conscience. God wants you to know how important that conscience is. Because when you violate your conscience, and you know that God has shown you that something is right or wrong, and you walk away from that, if you ignore that, if you make excuses for that, then you are endangering yourself of turning off the voice of God in your life. Your conscience is so important. It's so important that your conscience is informed by the Word of God. People can have a conscience, but it's not from the Word of God. And that happens sometimes in the church. People have a conscience about things that God has really not expressed right or wrong about, and that becomes their conscience. Your conscience can become seared. You could ignore the voice of God in your life long enough that you no longer will believe that anything is wrong. That's a painful place to be. If you do not listen to what God says is true, this is where your conscience comes from. If it comes from any other place, it's a faulty conscience. But when God speaks to you and applies His truth to your heart and you're not responsive, then you're turning off the voice of God in your life. Conscience is so important. It's one of the tools that God speaks to you and to me about. And we've got to be very careful about our conscience. The conscience is part of how God, it's God's way of helping us to stay on track. In some ways you could describe the conscience like the nervous system of the soul. You know, I have a nervous system, and if I fall and I break my leg, it's very painful. And the reason that I was designed that way is that I would know that I have a problem and I would take care of it. I wouldn't ignore the problem. If I fell and I broke my ankle, but I felt no pain and I didn't know anything was wrong and I got up and I tried to walk on it, I would make it far worse. And it would get far worse. The nerves that God gave us in our bodies are a great gift. Now, when you're in a lot of pain, you don't think that. People that are in chronic pain, some of you, people that hurt, and they think, boy, I just wish I had no pain. And I can understand that, but we also remember the reason we have pain is that we know that we have a problem. It's the same way spiritually. God gives you a conscience so that you can know you have a problem. When God speaks to you, you can be responsive about that, and you can not ignore the voice of the Lord. Your conscience is God's search lamp. Your conscience is God's lamp and microphone, and we should never ignore that. But know how important that conscience is. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, the lamp of the Lord searches the spirit of a man. It searches out his inmost being. The truth is the Holy Spirit searches who you are. And when you're responsive to the Holy Spirit of God, He will put it on your heart. He will put it in your mind. He will prompt you. He will do whatever you want to call it. But the Holy Spirit will say, that's not what you need to do. That's not where you need to be. That's not what your attitude should be. And the worst thing that you can do when God speaks to you like that is ignore Him or make excuses or rationalize it away. Well, I can't change. I can't do anything about that. Or other people are worse than me. You've heard them all. Maybe at times you've used them all. But when God speaks to your heart, it's the main point of my sermon today. When God speaks to your heart, do not ignore Him. When God speaks to you in your life, don't say, tomorrow. Don't say, I can't change. Say, God, You show me what You want in my life. That is the role of the Holy Spirit. And other things that I don't have time to go in this morning. We're going to close in just a minute. I want you to look at the words on the screen. I don't know if you see it, but that summarizes this morning what I want you to think about with the Holy Spirit. Be aware of the still small voice within you. Be aware that God has a still small voice. You know, the times that God has spoken to me audibly in my life, I really can, I think, nail it down to two times. One for sure, and the other was such a strong sense that I call it that. Twice in my life have I heard God loudly speak to me. Every other time, it's been the small, quiet voice of God in my, deep in my person, deep in the place where when I got quiet before God and I stopped having all the answers and I stopped feeling like I knew everything and I had it all right about conflict in my life and who's at fault and all those things, when I got to the place where I said, God, I need to just stop and listen to You. That's when God speaks to my heart. That's when He speaks to my life. It's when I'm quiet before Him. When I'm saying, God, I want Your Holy Spirit to be able to speak to me. And when He does, I will listen and I will respond. Be aware of the still, small voice within you. I know that you have that today. The fact that you're here today, some of you may be here because you were compelled to. Nobody was hog-tied probably, but you might be here because somebody wanted you to be here. And I realize that. It's a part of looking and searching. But I want you to know today that you're here also in part because you know there's a small voice. You know that there's a God that speaks to your heart. You know that there's a God who says to you, I have something to say in your life. And if you'll stop having all the answers, then I can speak to you. And I can guide you. Pray that you never lose the still small voice of God. That's the Holy Spirit inside of you. He cares deeply about your life. I'm going to invite you to stand this morning and we're going to pray. I'm going to invite you, there's a verse and words that are very simple and we've looked at them before and we've read them before. It says, be still and know that I am God. And I'm going to invite you to sing that through with me a couple of times. And then I'm going to pray and I'm going to ask you this morning if you would take 21 till 12. I haven't gone as long as my notes took me today because I really wanted us to stop and I want us to pray. I want to ask you in a few minutes to come before God and say, God, please speak to me through Your still small voice and I will listen.